This is the April Click magazine, science and exploration for young kids. The cover of the magazine features a young child cleaning up the yard with gloves on. The title, Cleaning Up. Click and the Kids, story and art by Meg McLean. Featuring Amy, Martin, Click, Liz, the sitter, and Litter. Click, Amy, Martin, and Liz are standing in front of the sign, which reads, Take only pictures, leave only footprints. What did that sign mean, Liz? That we should leave the woods just the way we find it, and not make a mess by littering. Click says, while riding Martin's back, I'm not going to leave litter or footprints. Look! Someone didn't read the sign. Let's pick it up. I brought an extra bag for garbage. Here's another one, Martin. Don't forget, we'll have to carry out all our own trash, too. We're here. Isn't this a pretty campsite? Look at all the birch trees. What a view. Somebody left more than footprints. Let's see if I can find another garbage bag in my backpack. I can't finish my hot dog, Liz. You'd better eat it, or you'll have to carry it, remember? That night. What's all the noise, kids? I can't hear the crickets. Sorry, Liz. Amy thought we should sort the trash into recyclable and not recyclable. 2 days later. I wish we could stay another day. This has been the best weekend. And we only had to go out to the store 4 times for chips and juice. I love roughing it. Click says, that makes 2 of us. But look at all the garbage. I never noticed how much trash I made until I had to carry it around. There, that's everything. We're all packed and ready to go, Liz. And we didn't leave a thing behind. No one will ever know we've been here. Click says, I'm not so sure, looking back at various animals following them out of the park. Upcycle. What's better than recycling? Upcycling. When plastic or metal or paper gets recycled, it gets smashed and chopped into little pieces. Those pieces are then used to make new plastic or metal or paper. That's good, but the quality of the new stuff may not be high. Upcycling is when you turn something old and useless into something new that is even better than what you started with. Click says, turn the page to see what my friends made. Bowling game. Decorate 10 empty plastic bottles with yarn, fabric, paper, buttons, and even feathers to make a bowling game. A handful of dried beans or rice keeps the bottles from tipping too easily. Don't forget the ball. Pencil holder. Turn clean, empty cans into a neat place to keep your pencils, pens, crayons, scissors, and other supplies. On page 9, draft dodger. A draft dodger helps keep out cold air from under doors and windows. You probably want to try this with your parent, teacher, or guardian. The Ohio River Sweep 2023 by Tracy Vonderbrink. Hi, I'm a paddlefish. I swim in the Ohio River, along with more than 160 different kinds of fish. Birds, beavers, otters, frogs, and turtles use the river too. The Ohio River isn't only in Ohio. It runs through or along 6 states. It's a great place to live, except when trash ends up in the water and on the shore. Yuck. Lucky for me and the other wildlife, we have friends at the Ohio River Valley Water Sanitation Commission. That's ORSANCO for short. Every year, ORSANCO helps us with Ohio River Sweep cleanup events. The Ohio River Sweep doesn't just happen once. In 2023, there were 121 different cleanup events. Volunteers sign up and then meet at the river. ORSANCO gives them gloves, trash bags, and t-shirts. The volunteers walk up and down the riverbank. They look in the water, on the shore, under trees, and in bushes. It's kind of like a treasure hunt, except they search for things that don't belong there. When they find trash like this bottle, they pick it up and put it in a bag. They mostly find bottles, cans, and plastic trash, but sometimes they find bigger things like tires. Once they even found a washing machine. None of it is good for me or the other animals who live here. Click says, floods can sometimes carry trash a long way down the river. When the cleanup is done, the volunteers load the trash into a truck so it can be safely thrown away. Everything in this picture was collected during just one Ohio River sweep. In 2023, volunteers picked up more than 85 tons of trash. That's about as heavy as a herd of 14 African elephants. Kids like you can go with your grown-up to river cleanup events too, but always ask if it's safe for you to pick something up. Sometimes trash can be sharp or broken. The best way to make sure the Ohio River and everywhere else stays clean is to be careful when you throw things away. Trash should only go in trash cans and never on the ground. If everybody does their part, rivers can be healthy places for me, my animal friends, and people like you. Click says, go to www.orsanco.org/river-sweep to learn more about the Ohio River Sweep. Page 14. Don't Throw It Away. Art by Sarah Bees. Paper, plastic, glass, and cans don't belong in the garbage can. If you can't use them once again, toss them in the recycling bin. Batteries, medicine, some cans that spray should not be just thrown away. They're what's known as hazardous waste and must be dumped in a special place. Pile leaves and grass and vegetable scraps. Abracadabra, zoom and zap. That compost heap will soon become plant food for your garden, yum. Toys and tools and clothes that are old can often be given away or sold. Reduce, recycle, and reuse. We can all help Earth if we choose. Page 16. Yo Wants to Know by Leah and Alan Daniel. I love my new fleece vest, exclaims Yo. You're supposed to be helping, says Dad. You know that fleece of yours is made from bottles like those. That's silly, says Yo. No, says Dad, it's recycling. Factories buy plastic, chop it up, melt it, and turn it into things like fleece and toys and car parts. Look for the numbers on the bottoms, says Dad. Only ones and twos can go in our recycling bin. This one is a 5, says Yo. Too bad, says Dad. It will have to go in the garbage. What gets made out of newspapers? Asks Yo. Egg cartons, maybe, or comic books or paper towels, answers Dad. I think I hear the recycling truck. Let's get this stuff out to the curb. Look, Dad, says Yo. I can recycle, too. This will be a great surprise present for Mom when she gets home. On page 22 and 23 is an exercise. I'll read the captions, but you could do some of this with your parent, teacher, or guardian. The answers are on page 34. Don't flush used tissues down the toilet. Shredded newspaper and cardboard can be composted, but there's a better place for large pieces. You don't need to scrub empty cans clean, but rinsing them helps. Worms, bugs, and other tiny creatures will happily finish the bits of fruit you don't eat. Some towns ask you to take caps off your bottles, others let you leave them on. Paper, plastic, glass, and cans go in the recycling bin. They'll be collected and made into new paper, plastic, glass, and cans. The average American tosses out nearly 5 pounds of trash a day. Some gets recycled, but most gets buried in landfills. Without proper care, landfills can pollute nearby water, land, and sea. Leaves, grass, and fruit, and vegetable scraps rot in a compost pile and turn it into compost. Compost looks like dark, crumbly dirt. Spread it in your garden to help plants grow. And remember, the answers are on page 34. Here comes the garbage truck. Every Thursday, a big green garbage truck slowly rumbles down my street. The driver stops the truck in front of a house, and a worker jumps off. He grabs the trash bin sitting on the curb and empties it into the hopper, where the garbage is collected. Crash, clang, clatter. The packer blade inside the hopper crushes the load to make room for more trash. Then the truck rolls to the next house, and they do it all again. The driver sits in the cab. Count the steering wheels. This driver can switch sides. The trash collector rides on a step at the back of the truck. Hang on to the handle. The truck needs extra wheels in back to support its weight. This truck is called a rear loader because trash gets dumped into the hopper through a big opening at the back of the truck. Some towns use other kinds of garbage trucks. This side loader truck has an arm with a grabbing claw. The driver uses controls inside of the cab to make the arm pick up and empty the trash bin. A front loader truck collects trash from big buildings. It has two long arms that slide into slots on the sides of big metal carts called dumpsters. The arms lift the dumpster up over the cab to empty it into the hopper. Does this vacuum truck remind you of a vacuum cleaner? It uses a big hose to suck trash out of the bin and into the hopper. Click says, I'd better not get too close or it will suck me in too. What type of garbage truck picks up your trash? Flush by Buffy Silverman, art by John Nez. Andy's little sister grabbed a piece of toilet paper and dropped it into the water. She leaned over the bowl and flushed, watching the paper disappear. Then she reached for more toilet paper. Mom, Andy yelled, while holding his sister's hand. Lizzie's flushing again. Mom rushed to the bathroom and picked Lizzie up. Remember, Lizzie, she said, flushing is not a game. We only flush after we use the toilet. Let's find something else to play with. Lizzie burrowed her head in Mom's shoulder.
Why does she like flushing the toilet so much? Asked Andy.
I think she likes watching the water and paper disappear, said Mom. You did that when you were Lizzie's age, too. Lizzie squirmed out of Mom's arms. Bye-bye, water. Bye-bye, paper, she said and ran down the hallway. The paper and water don't really disappear, said Andy. My teacher showed us a picture of all the pipes in the walls of a house. Stuff you flush goes out of the house through the pipes. That's right, said Mom. One set of pipes brings clean water to sinks and toilets. The other set takes away water and waste from toilets, sinks, and showers. Dirty water from the washing machine and dishwasher flows out through pipes, too.
What happens to the dirty water? Asked Andy.
Mom thought for a moment. The pipes from our house lead to big pipes under the street. Those pipes join with other pipes and form even larger pipes. The largest pipes go to the sewage treatment plant. That's where wastewater gets cleaned. Andy thought about all the yucky stuff that went down the sink and toilet. How do they get all the poop and pee and gross stuff out to clean the water?
I'm not really sure, said Mom. Let's look it up.
She went to the bookshelf and found a big book about how things work. She turned the pages until she found pictures of a sewage treatment plant. Andy studied the pictures while Mom read from the book. The first picture showed wastewater from a sewer pipe flowing through a giant screen. The screen trapped all kinds of trash. There were diapers, plastic bags, and bottles, and even a toy truck. Look, said Andy, why would someone drop all that stuff down a drain?
Sometimes people treat toilets and drains like trash cans and toss in things they shouldn't, said Mom. It says here that those things can block the pipes and cause big problems. Andy looked at the next picture. It showed the water moving through a big tank. Sand, coffee grounds, and other heavy bits of grit sank to the bottom of the tank. The trash and grit were removed from the water and taken away by big garbage trucks. "Is the water clean yet?" asked Andy. Mom turned the page and read some more. "No," she said. "Now the water moves to another big tank. Clumps of grease and oil float to the top of the water, and sludge settles on the bottom of the tank." "What's sludge?" asked Andy. "Sludge is all the solid bits of waste that are too lightweight to sink when the water moves fast through the pipe," said Mom. "But they sink in the tank when the water slows down."
"You mean like poop?" said Andy.
He giggled. Lizzie peeked through the door and giggled too. "Yes," said Mom, "and toilet paper too. The greasy scum and the sludge get removed. But there's still stuff dissolved in the water that needs to be cleaned up."
Andy turned the page. There were more tanks and filters to finish cleaning the water. Finally, the clean water flowed out into a river.
"Water takes a long trip to get clean," said Andy. He looked up from the book. Lizzie was reaching for a box of tissues on the toilet.
"This is not for the toilet," said Lizzie. "It's for sniffles."
"That's right, Lizzie," said Mom. "Tissues don't go in the toilet. We put them in the trash after we use them."
"But aren't tissues just like toilet paper?" asked Andy.
"Let's do an experiment and find out," said Mom. "Come on, Lizzie, you can help us." Andy, Mom, and Lizzie went into the kitchen. Mom gave them each a clear jar. Andy put toilet paper in his jar and filled it with water. He helped Lizzie put a tissue in her jar and fill it with water. They screwed the lids on their jars and shook them.
"Shake, shake, shake," said Lizzie.
She danced and jumped while she shook her jar. Andy danced with her. After a minute of shaking, Andy and Lizzie put their jars on the counter.
"Look," said Andy. "The toilet paper fell apart into lots of little pieces, but the tissue is still in one big piece."
"That's right," said Mom. "Toilet paper flows easily down the toilet and out through the pipes because it breaks apart. But tissues and other trash can clog the toilet and the pipes that go to the sewage treatment plant."
"I know what happens when the toilet clogs," said Andy. "Everything overflows and makes a yucky mess."
"Yucky," said Lizzie. She waved her finger at Andy.
"Flushing's not a game."
"That's right, Lizzie," Andy said, and he laughed.
Page 34. Recycled art. "Can you tell what this big fish is made from?"
"Plastic bottles. More than 1 billion plastic bottles are sold each day, and a lot of them end up littering beaches and oceans. Artists picked up these bottles and used them to build a fish to remind us that oceans are for fish, not bottles."
Click says, "What can I make with this?"
The end of the magazine features a game that you can do with your parent, teacher, or guardian.
That completes the April edition of Click Magazine. I'm Chris, radio volunteer, Ron Pariser.